are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stories today. We have the Supreme Court has now concluded hearing arguments on same-sex marriage and the DOMUS Act. So we are going to be discussing what was heard and where we feel the Supreme Court is going to go with this. Also, Lance Armstrong may be facing criminal charges in Spain over possible distributing, trafficking, and commercialization of doping drugs. We're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about how scientists are trying to make a cedar tree that doesn't cause allergies. Can scientists control allergies by making new plants, and do we even want them to? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so disgraced former cycling champion Lance Armstrong, according to Mail Online, is facing criminal charges in Spain over his use of performing enhancing drugs. Now, he was stripped of his Tour de France titles and banned from competing over doping, as he admitted on Oprah, right, that he did use enhancing drugs. Erythropoietin was one of the drugs that we had discussed that he had used. Erythropoietin increases your red blood cell mass. Red blood cells carry oxygen. And erythropoietin, if you do a blood test in your blood, you have circulating levels of erythropoietin. So it's a little bit more difficult to determine in terms of doping. And they call it blood doping. Well, now he is being investigated by Spanish authorities. They are looking into whether Armstrong committed doping offenses in Spain while cycling for the U.S. Postal Service cycling team. From what I understand, it is not a crime in Spain for an athlete to use performance-enhancing drugs for personal use. But it is an offense if investigators can prove trafficking, distribution, and commercialization of doping drugs. Though that crime would carry up to 2 years in prison and fines of up to 400,000 euros. From what we understand, Armstrong lived in Girona, Spain for several years during, I guess, the height of his career, when he had won the Tour de France in between 1999 and 2005. Now, his former cycling teammate Floyd Landis told ABC News that he babysat Armstrong's quote-unquote blood fridge when he was living in Spain in 2004 while with singer Sheryl Crow to make sure that the temperature remained constant whenever the couple would go away. The investigation, I guess, is ongoing in multiple regions of Spain, including Alicante, Valencia, Girona, and Tenerife. They said the investigation right now is at a very active and sensitive phase. They say Spain has been seen as soft on sports doping in the past, but has been working to change its image as it bids for the 2020 Olympics. Really? Uh-oh. And I guess Lance Armstrong, this was not the perfect time. I guess for years, you know, Armstrong had denied performance-enhancing drugs. And then last year, the USADA released a report that detailed extensive doping on his seven Tour de France winning teams, stripped him of those titles, and then he decided to admit to the doping. Many people have been going, well, wait a second, why? Why would he do that? How would that benefit him? He is going to now be facing the storm. And I guess one of the reasons why he did that was because, from what I'm understanding, it's so that he could then later return to the sport. But I'm under the impression he can't return to the sport, and now he's facing several lawsuits. One such lawsuit is by Dallas-based SCA Promotions to recover more than $12 million in bonuses. Armstrong's legal representative did not immediately respond to requests for comments. So, I mean, he is going to be facing a world of heat. And you know, to me, the whole Lance Armstrong story is sick, because kids have revered him. I mean, you know, adults too revered him. I mean, he was an icon. He fought testicular cancer. Always concerns you whenever somebody young has cancer, especially athletic. You know, we sometimes see people that have used steroids or used some sort of, I don't want to use the word doping, but supplementation that they didn't need. So I don't want to say supplementation because supplement is something you're deficient in. Enhancing, we should say. Enhancing drugs. We had a friend who died of a brain tumor. We've known of patients who have unfortunately succumbed to cancer, and they had years before unfortunately used some sort of enhancing drug. So, you know, when he had been afflicted with testicular cancer, it raised some eyebrows. But testicular cancer does hit men at a young age. And just because somebody has testicular cancer doesn't mean they're doping. Doesn't mean they're using enhancing drugs, but he lied about it. Okay, I mean, his career could have still gone on a variety of different directions, followed an amazing number of paths. Instead, he chose to take the path where he lied and thought that he could get away with it. And, I mean, remember, you know, in sports, you make enemies. You're going to have people that will tattle, okay? I mean, you're going to have competitors. You're going to have teammates. And some of the teammates, they won't care if they sacrifice their queen and sacrifice themselves to bring you down. So, of course, you're going to get caught. So now all these kids, and it wouldn't be kids of today. It would be people in the 90s, these kids 10, 20 years ago who looked at Lance Armstrong. I mean, it was maybe not 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, they idolized him. And now, you know, I had discussed, you know, doping in the Olympics. I don't think anybody deserves to be in the Olympics if they ever doped or ever cheated, because to me, an Olympian is somebody who got there throughout his career doing the right thing. Right? To be an Olympian, not only do you have to have the physical strength, but you also have to have the mental, ethical strength. And you have to be, you know, a good person inside and out. So somebody who's an Olympian means he, you know, was born by the grace of God and nature to have these amazing talents, he or she, and there they made it to the Olympics on their own, you know, especially with coaching, etc. But I think we had some people in the Olympics who had prior charges of doping. And then they changed their ways. I don't know if they deserve to be in the Olympics. As far as I'm concerned, Lance Armstrong, I don't believe deserves to be in any high competition of this sport. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE Smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Supreme Court has concluded arguments on the gay marriage law. The justices today indicated an interest in striking down a law that denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples, presenting possibly a major change. So you guys get that? It sounds like a double negative. They are interested in striking down a law that denies federal benefits, which would mean if they strike down the law, federal benefits would be allowed for legally married same-sex couples. They say midway into the second day of tackling the gay marriage issue, conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday said they were troubled by President Barack Obama's decision in 2011 not to defend in court a ban Congress had approved. The decision by Obama to abandon the legal defense of the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, called into question, they say, his willingness to defend other laws passed by Congress and challenged in court. Justice Anthony Kennedy said this is very troubling. Kennedy could be the swing vote in the two gay marriage cases being argued this week. He said he apparently raised concerns. They say that the law could be a violation of people's equal protection rights and also of states' rights and federalism. The question is whether the federal government has the authority to regulate marriage. That authority undermines the state's role in the federal system. All right. We're going to talk about this in a second. I just want to let you know what the other justices had said. Justice Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Elena Kagan echoed some of Kennedy's concerns about the states' rights issues. They say, what gives the federal government the right to be concerned at all about the definition of marriage? Justice Ruth Ginsburg said DOMA sets up two kinds of marriage, full marriage and a quote-unquote skim milk marriage. While the criticisms, they say, may not affect how the justices eventually rule, I don't think we're going to know until June. It shows frustration with how Obama has walked a difficult political line on gay marriage. Obama, they say, and his Attorney General Eric Holder, said they would stop defending the law because they believe it would be invalid under the U.S. Constitution, which has left a legal group acting on behalf of the U.S. House of Representatives, known as a bipartisan legal advisory group, or BLOG, as the party defending the law. The lawyer Paul Clement will argue that there are several reasons to support Congress's decision to enact DOMA. All right, so where do we go from here? Well, like I said, we're not going to, you know, just because the justices had debated or the justices had heard arguments, you know, this is what happened with Obamacare. We thought we kind of got a sense of what was going on. And then June 30th, it was kind of surprising what happened. When it came to Obamacare, they did agree it was unconstitutional. They did rule Obamacare was unconstitutional, but they said it is constitutional if we call it a tax. So they helped Obama tweak the law to make it constitutional. That was something none of us on either side expected. So from what we understand, we're going to probably hear about this on in June. I guess there's division among the 50 states. 9 states recognize gay marriage. 30 states have constitutional amendments banning it, and others are in between. So the question is, there's a couple questions. Number one is, does the federal government have a right to get involved with marriage? Do they have a right? Number two is, do the states have a right? Okay, and that's what's being discussed with Proposition 8. Number three, with what's been happening this week, is are voters allowed to weigh in on gay marriage? Because if Proposition 8 was a voter-derived ban, the voters in California voted against gay marriage through Proposition 8. Is the government allowed to overturn what the voters vote? Is a voter's vote unconstitutional? All right. So there's a whole bunch of different things that are being looked at. And it, you know, many of us feel that government needs to stay the heck out. Some of us feel, though, that, you know, if the government is run by the Constitution, and if the Constitution is our Bible, and with our Pledge of Allegiance under God, we should respect God's rules. And some of us believe that the Bible dictates God's rules, and we do have a duty as Americans to follow the Bible. That's where this gets sticky. Okay? I mean, America has, you know, God-loving people, religious people, non-religious people, atheists. Okay? You know, does this country already, you know, does this country get to kind of corner the market on being a country that includes God and teachings of the Old Testament and New Testament in our legislation? Does our country get to do that? Or does our country have to butt out? Because the marriage issue, the same-sex marriage issue, I think boils down to a religious issue for many. Okay, a lot of people, they don't care. They're like, I don't care if gays want to get married, if they don't want to get married, if straights want to get married, if they don't want to get married, I don't care. We stay out of it. But other people feel they have to care, and they have to make a stand, because if we, God forbid, turn into how they feel is a Sodom and Gomorrah, we could be punished by God. And you know, some of you may think, oh my gosh, that is out there. But for many religious people, that is a valid concern. I respect everybody's opinion on the subject, but, you know, I've already discussed how what I've noticed with my patients who are in monogamous relationships, who have married, who have vowed their lives to each other, seem to be healthier. They seem to take care of each other. It seems to be a healthier relationship. Yes, couples cheat. Straight couples cheat. Gay couples cheat. Couples can cheat. But I just noticed that your committed relationships are healthier. Now, some doctors have said, but my single patients are healthy too. Most of my single patients are healthy because most of my single patients who see me are young. Okay, I don't have a lot of single males or single females in their 50s or 60s. The widows and widowers, I have a hell of a time keeping healthy. All right, we have one, her husband had died from base of the tongue cancer. I remember when they were married and coming in as a couple. Happy and after, I don't know how many decades of marriage, still frisky, and flirting with each other. These guys were in love. Something wasn't right. All right. And I evaluated him. I'm like, something's not right. I want you to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And, eventually we found, base of the throat cancer. He had been complaining of chronic allergies. Love this man. He was an amazing man. He fought the cancer as hard as he could. And unfortunately he lost. The wife now having a very difficult time keeping her healthy. The depression has eaten her up inside. And I can understand why. Losing a spouse, it's horrible. Just horrible. And I believe he was a smoker, even though we think a lot of throat cancer now is from HPV virus as opposed to smoking and alcohol. But still, smoking and alcohol can cause cancer. But she has now she's killing herself with alcohol, and we're trying to get her the help we need. Her family's helping her, and it's sad. And so my single patients that are older, I would have to say on the whole are less healthy because they're either, a widow or widower. It's interesting. Many of my patients who years later get married again, and I've had my family practice now for 10 years. I've been practicing medicine for close to 13 years. I've had my practice for 13 years. I've been practicing medicine longer than that. You see the transformation. You see the couples together. You see one of the spouses die. You see the grieving process. And you see years later, the widower meets somebody else. When they meet somebody else, it's amazing. Blood pressure improved. Cholesterol's coming down. They're coming to the doctor more. There is an argument, a very strong argument, that being in a long-term monogamous relationship helps you with health, which is why as a doctor, I can't speak for all doctors, I have no problem with same-sex marriage. I don't believe God's going to, I'm religious, I don't believe God's going to punish us. I actually think that a same-sex relationship is safer. And I think there's benefits to that as opposed to, not allowing any two people to have the institution of marriage. And so, and I don't think the government should get involved. But we could still be religious, which is what I've been explaining. We could still be religious and true to our faith, whether the government allows something or not. Remember, certain religions, like I discussed yesterday, will identify and recognize certain marriages, some won't. Depending on if you belong to an Orthodox church or synagogue or a Reformed or more liberal church or synagogue, those rules that you follow will either be more progressive or they'll be more strict. So, in some sects, S-E-C-T-S, my marriage to my husband, I think should be considered legal within my religion. Okay? But if I didn't do anything prior, it might not be. So, as you see, there's so many different definitions of marriage. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time every day. And on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. If ever we are not live when you're listening to us, you can always call in to our answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI, and we will get your medical questions on the next live show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so allergy sufferers. So many of you have been asking me about allergies. We talked about how to prevent allergies. We talked about different types of treatments. Well, now a study has come out saying allergy drops may actually do better than other types of medications. We're talking about liquid drops placed under the tongue may be just as effective as staving off allergic reactions. According to Dr. Sandra Lin, an associate professor of otolaryngology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, says our findings are clear evidence that sublingual immunotherapy, okay, so basically under the tongue, immunotherapy in the form of allergy drops are an effective potential treatment option for millions of Americans. So basically, what they're doing is something very similar to homeopathy, where homeopathy, you have a diluted amount of the antigen that your body is allergic to, and it kind of causes your body to relearn it and not freak out when it sees it with this whole immune response. CBS describes allergies occur when the immune system reacts to a foreign substance that enters the body by producing antibodies to fight off unwanted invaders. For people with allergies, the immune system makes antibodies that identify a substance or the allergen. And your body thinks it's harmful even if it isn't. So what happens is your body as a defense mechanism will sneeze it out, cough it out, swell up, runny nose, runny eyes. So the antigen can't get in. If you have a flow of teary eyes or a flow of nose or a flow of respiratory secretions, it can't come in there. Allergic rhinitis, better known as hay fever, your nose just runs and runs. And things like plant, pollen, grasses, ragweed, pet dander, dust mites cause you to have these symptoms. So what we would do is we'd give you, we try antihistamines to decrease the histamine response. We try corticosteroids, whether it be nasally, whether it be orally, whether it be injectably. And allergy shots have actually been used for 70 years. The allergy shots, the true allergy shots, are where we give you little allergens. They're immune treatment that will hopefully retrain your body so you don't respond with a over-exaggerated response. Now they're thinking maybe we could just do drops under the tongue. We could do this immunotherapy under your tongue sublingually without you needing to go for your shots. The other problem with the shots is you need to go to the doctor sometimes 2-3 times a week. And if a doctor's office is only open 8 to 5, and that's when you have to work 8 to 5, many people can't get their allergy shots because they can't get into the doctor. Plus, you get the allergy shot, and then you need to be watched. The sublingual tongue drops may actually really improve immunotherapy and allergy therapy on so many different counts. So what they did is to determine the effectiveness, researchers looked at 63 different studies of more than 5,000 patients, most of which this was done in Europe. They found strong evidence that just these little drops under the tongue reduce the coughing, reduce the wheezing, reduce the chest tightness by 40% as opposed to steroid inhalers. And, like I said, if it's easier to use. Now, the drops are more costly. They're not FDA approved. They're not covered by insurance. So we don't know if patients are going to take on the cost. That's the one problem we have right now with insurance companies. It's all based on the insurance company. Your method of treatment, which blows my mind, is being determined by non-doctors. It kills me. Your treatment for a condition is dictated by an insurance company. Yes, sometimes the doctor could argue, and the doctor could try to get a medication for you by trying to get a prior authorization. Half the time they don't. Half the time the insurance goes, no, not enough of an argument. We're not paying for it. Why do we have to use Crestor when they could take generic Zocor? Well, I don't want them to take generic Zocor because they had to be at 80 milligrams, and I want to switch them to a cholesterol medication that's not that high, like Crestor. Nope, not good enough. The Zocor 80 has to not work. And again, remember, insurance companies need to save money, especially now with Obamacare. Okay, they have to cover pre-existing conditions. They have to cover birth control. And they are going to try to recoup the money from other avenues. The one thing I'm finding really shocking is insurance companies don't seem to be covering the testosterone therapy anymore. I can't tell you how many of my patients say, Dahlia, I can't get testosterone therapy anymore. My insurance won't cover it. Well, they covered it before. Testosterone therapy is kind of needed. You have low testosterone, you're losing muscle mass, you're depressed, you're not sleeping, losing sex function. Why wouldn't the insurance company cover testosterone? Because it wasn't dictated in Obamacare. Remember, the more you ask, we've talked about this on the show, the more you ask, the less you actually get. When Obamacare mandated that insurance companies had to cover mammograms, had to cover physical, had to cover birth control. They didn't discuss testosterone. They didn't discuss dental. They didn't discuss breast biopsies. So the insurance looks at that, goes, all right, we're going to cover what the law states. We will cover what the law states, but nothing else. We told you about cases where we're hearing people complain. They get their free mammogram, but they have a huge bill because they needed to have an ultrasound. They had to have maybe magnification views, or they had to have a biopsy. Yet if this had been done a few years ago, the insurance would have covered it all. Why? Why are they having a bigger bill? Because once Obamacare said you had to cover a mammogram, the insurance company said, fine, we'll cover the mammogram, but I guess we aren't going to cover nothing else. So you're having people get larger bills for, you know, getting a mammogram is nice, but what if the mammogram's abnormal? We need insurance to cover the abnormal. And all insurance was mandated to do was cover pre-existing and preventative. But only preventative that the government, you know, thinks is needed. So like prostate screening, if we don't have proof that it's necessary, insurance won't cover it. And of course, I have a big issue with prostate cancer screening not being covered and us being told to hold off and not screen. We were talking about in the previous hour how bald men that bald before the age of 30 could be at higher risk for prostate cancer. This has been a study that has come up with white men. This latest study had to do with African American men. And you could have an aggressive prostate cancer by age 60 if you balded early and you lost your hair. We don't care. I mean, frontal versus the bald spot in the back. Frontal male pattern baldness was found to be a little worse. But nonetheless, early balding could be linked to prostate cancer, which is why I like to check for PSA. So if insurance companies are being told by the government, no, you have to cover what's preventative, but what is deemed necessary. Because remember, government wants to save money too and wants insurance companies to save money. You're not getting screened what you need to get screened. We talked about the gentleman with the colonoscopy. His colonoscopy now, after Obamacare was passed, cost him almost twice as much. Why? His colonoscopy wasn't that expensive before. Well, because the insurance had to cover the colonoscopy, but nothing else, not the biopsies. Well, one of the reasons why you get a colonoscopy is for those polyps to be taken out. If you have polyps, right, within the colon, then you need them removed. And it didn't, the insurance didn't cover those. So it basically paid for the colonoscopy going in, but not the colonoscopy coming out. Again, this passive-aggressive, bare bones, we're only going to cover what we need to, is something we're going to consistently see. So if allergy drops end up being the wave of the future, you're going to have to wait and wait until insurance even covers it, which is why we're starting to see a two-tiered system where you're going to have people that will just pay cash, or you'll have people on the government-enforced insurance plans. And the insurance plans are going to become more and more stark, more and more flimsy. And anybody that doesn't want the crappy plans or later the public option is going to just pay cash. All right, guys, more medical news. We're going to be talking about scientists making new plants that hopefully won't instill allergies. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. With spring break, it's weird. You know, we should all be kind of happy on spring break. Spring break just seems to be one of those times that maybe I'm just misconstruing it, but I can't tell you how much depression I see. Now, I can't tell you how much anxiety. You know, we're taught in medical school that it's the seasonal affective disorder, and it's the holidays that could cause the most depression. You have to shop. You don't have the money. There's a money stress. And it's interesting. I don't see it as much in the winter as I see it in the spring. Now, is it because I live in an area that starts to get hot and we really don't have a winter? We don't have a winter with snow, etc. So it still is actually pretty sunny. I mean, could it be that, you know, maybe it's just because of where I live? Could it be that allergies are so damn bad in the spring that people are miserable? Is it because in the spring is when you realize you spent so much money during Christmas time and that's why we're screwed? I mean, you know, why is it? But it just, you know, the springtime is supposed to be the time when, you know, everybody's happy and this is, you know, and it just blows my mind that this is where I notice a lot of my patients have more of an issue. So I, you know, if you are feeling a little bit under the weather and you're just not feeling like, you know, you should be, again, you know, despite it being allergies or anything medical, I don't want you to think you're alone. I'm just noticing that with a lot of people. It's that, you know, I and it blows my mind because spring was always supposed to be the holiday or the time of year where it's flowers and things blooming and you could go outside. And I'm sure most people in other parts of the country, when it's snowy, they really can't wait for the spring. They don't have to shovel the snow, less accidents, less heart attacks, you know, less dealing with the cold, less power bills, and maybe just those of us in the Southwest look at things differently. But it just blows my mind. I've got so many patients. I'm looking at my schedule for later today. Depression, anxiety. What is going on? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so two teas a day reduce prostate cancer risk by a third. But they say coffee offers no benefit. All right, coffee has been known to reduce cancer risk, okay? We've known that. And people have been like, what about tea? What about green tea? So they're saying now men who drink at least 2 cups of tea a day could slash their cancer risk, prostate cancer, by more than a third. Now, didn't we just have a study where you could stave off alcoholic liver disease by drinking 5 cups of coffee a day? Maybe the reason why tea is starting to become of more favor is because, you know, you don't have to drink as much tea. They say regular tea drinkers were 37% less likely to develop a tumor than those who drank it less than once a week. But there was no benefit from coffee. They say, according to scientists at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, they say 40,000 cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed in Europe. I'm sorry, in the UK, 10,000 men die from it. So a quarter, all right, of people in the UK die of prostate cancer. Risk, of course, increases with age, men over 50. And this is a study coming out of Europe. So that's why we're hearing what's going on in England. Of course, in America, the numbers are more. But I think less people die of prostate cancer in America because we catch it earlier when we're allowed to. But, you know, could tea really help? So another study had also found out at Glasgow University that heavy tea drinkers actually could be more at risk of the disease. Apparently that study said if you drink over 7 cups a day of tea, you had 50% higher risk of prostate cancer. So when you look at this, you're like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? 2 drinks, 7 drinks? I don't know. Whenever we have these conflicting studies, I always tell you guys to just kind of lay low. Just wait and watch. I don't think anybody should do anything overly. I think 5 cups of coffee, like what the alcoholic liver study, is too much. Okay, I think it's just way too much. 5 cups, I mean, if I'm trying to manage your blood pressure, if you're having palpitations, that could be an issue. But we are seeing that people that are coffee drinkers, they seem to do better. But why is that? Is it because coffee drinkers are drinking less alcohol? Is it because coffee drinkers are drinking less soda pop? Why is it? So I think there's a lot of other factors going on that we need to look at. But if you were trying to think of a drink that you could have at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, I would probably recommend go for the tea or the coffee then, if you don't want water. And that's better than taking soda pop. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were discussing this case in Massachusetts, where a transgender female had applied to Smith College, an all-women's college in Northampton, Massachusetts, and was blocked from applying for admission to school. because she's transgender. Kalipoli Wong was born a male. She's 17 years old, has decided to live as a female, but was born as a male. When the private college found out, because her financial aid paperwork and Social Security information has her listed as a male, because that's what she was born as, the school returned her application. I don't think she had any therapy, any hormone therapy. I think she just lives as a female. Now the student is accusing the college of discriminating against her. The college was started back in 1871. From what we understand, according to Mail Online, has been pretty progressive, open-minded, but it's an all-girl school. Now, a rep for the school insisted this isn't the case, told ABC News that Wong's case was simply a paperwork mix-up. They say someone whose paperwork consistently reflects female identity will be considered for admission. Now, one of our callers called in going, I don't understand what the big deal is. What is the big deal? If somebody wants to go to an all-girl school who's transgender, why? Well, again, it all is based on liability. The reason why so many companies and organizations have rules that they have, it isn't just because of religious beliefs or what people personally believe, it's liability. And what I had explained is one of these women, let's say somebody is threatened by it. You have a school of thousands of girls, and the school allows a transgender. Okay? Do we have proof they're transgender? Do we have proof they're really transgender, or is it a sexual predator that is pretending to be transgender so they could be in an all-girls school? First, you know, is there proof? And they may need to ask for proof because one of the other students' parents or students can sue the school if something ever happens. Now, you know, kids have been going to, schools with boys and girls, I mean, non-unisex schools for years. Yes, there are, people copying fields, and there are date rapes and, you know, things like that. That happens on college campuses. It does. It's very scary. I mean, when I was in college, they always warned us not to go into certain areas at night. If we took a night class, try to take the night class in one of the well-lit buildings, always walk in the well-lit areas, because campus could be a dangerous place at night. So if you have a school that's aware that there could be the esoteric incidents where, you know, a girl gets fondled or a boy gets fondled, etc., somebody's going to sue. And if all these people put their daughters into a all-girl university, there must have been a reason that they wanted these girls in an all-girl university. Now, I'm not saying the school should not allow the transgender. What I'm doing is I'm explaining why some of these institutions have the rules that they have. I don't think it's because somebody there is, you know, has an ethical or religious dilemma with it. I think it's because if you have all these students that asked for admittance and applied for admittance because they wanted to go to an all-girls school, you have somebody with a penis, even though they're transgender, they could be liable. If they don't, I guess, again, we don't have any precedent set. So they need, you know, if anything happens, they could be liable. So the school has to go out of their way, as far as I can see, until they have something that can legally protect them. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 206-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.